in Seneca is Spirited Away. And because they had a junior college, the whites never had any college.
It's just so hard to understand. Well,
the blacks that were in O'Corning County were those who were dissatisfied and wanted to be somewhere else. That's and they true. Moved up in here because they had a better opportunity.
How long was a school year?
It was closed out in 1939. I was here 3 years before. I came in 36. It ran 3 years longer than that. But it didn't have the money. I mean, it couldn't afford to pay the teachers and stuff like that. Because the kids who were going there didn't have anything. And they paid the tuitioners, too. But they were trying to... And the churches would raise money, but they couldn't raise enough money. But that back then, damn things were tight. You take things were tight around 39. I mean, the depression was 31, but that depression was still among those folks in 39. They couldn't get a credit. That's the trouble. They didn't have enough to be a credit, but it did a good job.
Dude.
And they had some dedicated teachers.
Do you think, this is a personal question here, do you think that the black community, blacks helped each other more than they do now?
Yeah, definitely. These young blacks now, they don't get nothing but the black business, the drug school, everything like that. Black doctors, you know. Back then, we were inspiration to the black kids.
And then it just changed.
It's changed. I think it changed. That's why you need a lot of role models. Like you.
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You went to school, Clemson?
No, sir. I'm not from here. I got transferred down with Duke Power.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I just saw it, and I'm disappointed.
Are you a college graduate?
No, sir.
You're not a college graduate?
I'm not, and I hate that particular fact. But I've been fortunate.
Who was that? I mean, this. What that guy played with Washington football team? So great, and he couldn't read and write him. What was his name? I mean, the big write-up in it and all the people stuff lately.
I know who you're talking about.
What is his name? I can't think of his name. But I look at all those kids, but I don't keep in touch with their names. I mean, when you take an interest in this, I thought maybe you would.
I love being black.
Uh-huh.
And I see so little happening with the black community.
I thought you may have took engineering at Clemson.
No, I wish I had. I went the military route.
Ooh.
And I'm married, and I just.
How long did you stay in service?
4 years.
Well, just four.
4 years. That's
I have a grandson, not a grandson, married my granddaughter. He's in service now down in Fort Sills.
Oh, really? I have a cousin there.
In Fort Sill?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, he's getting married next week.
Well, I got a granddaughter down there. If you see him, my granddaughter is in the library down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she graduated from university in Chicago, and her husband's down there, so she got a job in the library down there.
Oh, that's nice.
He's trying to get... She says she... But she can't get it there. They want her to go back and get a master's in library science. But there's a college there in the town, but she can't get any credits to do anything at that college. And the closest one is 100 miles away. Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City. But she went out there. Well, I mean, she started working in the library to get a job in the library. And because she was a college graduate, but then she had to take civil service, so she went and took the civil service exam. She made good on that, so she got a permanent job. The two, the head librarian and the assistant librarian, both of them won't have over 3 or 4 more years for retirement. See? And I think she's the next highest educated.
Oh, that's great.
And they want, but they want, but they have their master's. They want the master's. But they want her to get a master's of
it. Yes.
And I think she said that assistant librarian, which is her boss right over her, she said she's making $48,000. Mm.
She has a bachelor's?
Huh?
Does she have a bachelor's or a master's?
Master's. She has a master's.
Great.
She has a master's.
That is great.
Oh, but my granddaughter, she only has a bachelor's. But it's in that field, she said. She wouldn't have, she said she can get a master's in 1 year.
In 1 year?
She'd be able to get it.
That's great. Mm.
I got a sister. Finished Chicago University in 3 years and won something.
She was really taking some courses, Mark, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, she could do it back then. She's up in California now with her son.
How many years did you go to school?
All my life, I guess. See, my daddy and mama taught school, so I started when I was 2 or 3 years old. And I went straight on through to the, I guess, yes, 12 years in high school. 3 years in college. I went to school about 19 years.
19 years? Hmm. And
I was 23 when I finished my hair in pharmacy. And I've been in school all my life.
Why pharmacy?
Pharmacy considered the best field of medicine back in that day.
That is great. It really overwhelms me to an extent because I just always.
Well, I wanted to go into medicine, but I couldn't afford it back then that time. I didn't have any help to help me. And I went to college 3 years. I didn't get a college degree. And I just transferred into pharmacy. Went on and finished that. I planned to go back and take medicine after that, but never was able to. Things were so tight, I got out of school at 31. See, that's the height of the depression. I finished my hair in 31.
My goodness.